What is going on, everybody? Wad Wednesday. RBC Heritage. The week after the Masters always usually sucks, but the RBC Heritage being a designated event kind of takes a little bit of the sting out, which is nice. Usually the week after the Masters is big hangover vibes. But we're back to pretty much everybody playing this week except Rory. Rory misses the cut at the Masters, one of the most disappointing miscuts probably of his career, if not the most disappointing miscut of his career. After changing equipment, playing 81 holes in preparation, after all the talk, blah, 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 misses the cut. And, yeah, it was just really bad. But, yeah, he withdrew from the RBC Heritage on Monday. No reason was given. I think this is going to be his second missed designated event, which means I think he gets fined, like, pip money or something. I don't think he gets all of his pip percentage. Whatever. Obviously, he doesn't care about that. He doesn't need the money. Still not a great look not showing up to the designated events, but what are you going to do? So he's not playing. Really disappointing week for Rory. I'm not going to get into it because I'm in full-blown denial. I was not in great shape Friday afternoon. That's my guy. It sucks. John Rahm ends up winning, and I think I probably should have taken my own advice because last week on Wad Wednesday, I talked about for 10 minutes how John Rahm was in fantastic form. He was entering the week under the radar, and his history at Augusta was phenomenal. All pieces that my own brain should have put together and said, hey, you should probably bet on John Rahm to win the Masters. I didn't because I'm an idiot. And he goes out, wins by four after double bogeying the first hole and being on the wrong side of the draw. One of the more dominating wins. Help that Brooks Koepka played like dog shit after they restarted play on Sunday. But what are you going to do? It was a really shitty Masters until Sunday, and then Sunday was awesome. I even tweeted. I said, this is one of the more disappointing Masters I can ever remember. I think I tweeted that on Saturday. And then it turned out the Green Jackets turned it up, turned it on, and it was fantastic on Sunday. So shout out John Rahm. Shout out Spain. On Seve's birthday, everybody knows on Seve's birthday, his caddy number, his check-in number for the week is 49. He won on 4-9. There was just a bunch of stuff going on. It's probably going to be one of the best champions dinners ever next year. He's going to bring it. But yeah, shout out John Rahm. Obviously a great week for him, his second major. Just unbelievable golf. But this week we got the RBC Heritage, and it's loaded. And we need an outright win. Position plays have been good all year long. I am not worried about position plays. We're pretty much dialed into the board. We're seeing the board clearly when it comes to top 10s, top 20s, matchups, and kind of stuff like that. But we are on the absolute struggle bus and on a cold streak for an outright. I think my last outright winner was Max Homa at the Farmers. That was the end of January. So we're going on 2.5 months without an outright win. So we got to turn it on here. Field's absolutely loaded. John Rahm, Scottie Scheffler, Patrick Cantlay, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Colin Morikawa, Cameron Young, literally everybody except Rory. Jason Day withdrew Sunday night. He finished the Masters with an 80. Really, really ugly. But pretty much everybody that you want to play is here outside of a couple guys. Definitely their strongest field ever. This one, because of its place in the schedule, usually struggles a little bit to get to the world's best players. In 2020, it was the first event, I believe, after the restart, after COVID. So that year it was loaded. But outside of that, this is the best field. Will Zalatoris also withdrew because he had season-ending back surgery. So that sucks, but he's not in the field. But again, it's loaded. The golf course, Harbortown Golf Links, par 71, 7,191 yards. It's a Pete Dye design. Accuracy everywhere is key here. You got to hit fairways. You got to hit greens. These greens are tiny. Pretty much every single hole is tree line. So if you're in the shit, you're going to play like shit. That's pretty much what it comes down to. Some odds for you guys. Scottie Scheffler is the betting favorite at plus 800. John Rahm is plus 900. Cantlay is at 11. Colin Morikawa is at 18. Jordan Spieth's at 20. Cameron Young's at 22. Tony Finau is at 25. So is Sung Jae-im and Justin Thomas and Xander Schauffele and Victor Hovland. Matty Fitz is at 28-1. Max Homa's 30-1. Shane Lowry's 35. Sam Burns, Tom Kim, Tyrrell Hatton are all 40-1. Russell Henley and Matt Kuchar are 45-1. And Corey Connors is 50-1. So I got, let's see here. I got four guys, and then I got a couple sleepers also. We're going to start with one of my favorite. I got two best bets of the week, pretty much. We'll start with one of them, and that is Shane Lowry at 35-1. Unbelievable number for Lowry in this spot. I had him last year. I think at one point he was even winning on Sunday, and then he just couldn't get the job done. Spieth came behind and got the win. Coming off a top 20 finish at the Masters, he's got great course history at Hilton Head. He grabbed ninth in 2021, third in 2019, and again, third last season. He's seventh in driving accuracy on tour this season, 67.86%. His game just really fits this. If he misses the small greens, he's got one of the best short games on tour. He's playing great golf, going to a golf course that he has great history at. Shane Lowry at 35-1 is an unreal number. Love Shane this week. Next guy, Colin Morikawa, 18-1. He missed the weekend at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, but since then, in two stroke play event starts, he tied for 13th and 10th at the Masters last week. He finished 26th here last season, but grabbed a top 10. He was 7th in 2021. He's due for a win. He came close at the Century TOC. He should have won the Century TOC. He kind of choked on the back nine. He was third at the Farmers Insurance Open. He's going to win it sometime this season. I think last year, in his pre-tournament press conference, he said this golf course sets up to his playing style and his game pretty much as well as any golf course on tour. So do not be surprised if this is the week that Colin finally gets back into the winner's circle, because obviously he feels comfortable at this golf course and it does fit him perfectly. He hits fairways, he hits greens, and that's what you got to do around this place. A little bit on the long shot side, I don't know if I love him to win outright. I think I would probably get him at a top 20, maybe a top 10 if you're feeling a little bit frisky, is Tommy Fleetwood at 65-1. He missed the weekend here in 2021, but he finished 10th last year. He's coming off a 33rd place finish at the Masters. He tied for third at the Valspar. Those are his two last stroke play event starts. Again, he's still looking for his first win on the PGA Tour. He could get it done this week. I don't know if he's going to win. I don't know if he's a great outright bet. 65-1 is a big number. But because it's 65-1, you can probably get him for a really good number at for like a top 20, top 30, something like that. If you want to throw him in maybe like a top 20 parlay, would love that also. Tommy Fleetwood, 65-1. Best bet of the week is Cameron Young. Absolute best bet of the week. Why? Why would you say that? He's finished second at the WGC Dell Match Play and seventh at the Masters in the two events that he's had Paul Tesori on the bag. Why is Paul Tesori such a big factor this week? Well, he used to be the caddy for Webb Simpson, as probably most of you know. And him and Webb Simpson dominated Harbortown. Dominated it. 13 seasons, they had 8 top 25s, 4 top 10s, a runner-up, and a win. So if anybody knows how to get around Harbortown, it is Paul Tesori. He can now use that with Cameron Young, who has had, like I said, second at the Match Play, seventh at the Masters in the two starts he's had Tesori on the bag. Plus, he finished tied for third here last year. Still looking for his first PGA Tour win. I think that drought ends this week. Best bet. That is my best bet. Cameron Young, 20-1 to win. I love it. It's going to be one of my bigger plays. Does it feel so easy that it frightens me? Yes. Absolutely. 20-1 feels like stealing. Or 22-1, excuse me. Feels like stealing. That makes me a little nervous. But I think he's in for a huge week. I think he's going to play really, really freaking well. I love Cam Young this week. I think this is the week he finally gets it done. He's just been trending ever since Paul got on the bag. And now for a couple sleeper picks. Let me pull it up real quick. We're going to start with Jay Rose, which you might think Jay Rose, not a sleeper. He's a big name. Yeah, but he's 75-1. All right, so go fuck yourself. Last three starts, T16 at the Masters, T36 at the Valspar, T6 at the Players. He finished 14th here in 2020, and that was the year with the loaded field. He is also very accurate off the tee. He's 13th on tour this season in driving accuracy, 66.54%. Again, Rose at that big of a number, love it. And if you don't like him to win outright, get him for a top 30, get him for a top 20. Rosie is playing really good golf. This golf course fits him. He's played well here before, and he's played well T16 and T6 in the last two elevated events. So we'll take that all day. JT Poston, 65-1. Love JT this week. He tied for 34th at the Masters, T9 at the Match Play, T10 at the Valspar. So he's playing some really good golf. Outside of a missed cut in 2021 here, he's played great at Harbortown over the last several seasons. He finished 6th in 2019, 8th in 2020, and 3rd last year. I don't know if he's going to be able to win an elevated event, right? There's just a lot of big names that come to these events now. Like, he won the John Deere last year. Those are the kind of events that you think one of these guys is going to win. But again, if you think he can't win it, if you think 65 to 1 is too big of a number, get him for a top 20. Get him for a top 30. JT's rolling it. He's playing really good golf, and he's played well here. He has, what, 3 top 10s in his last 4 starts here? So, love that. And then this one is a little bit more iffy, but Russell Henley at 55 to 1. Excuse me, he's coming off a top 5 at the Masters, top 20 at the Players Championship, but it has been absolutely feast or famine for him at the RBC Heritage. In his last 9 appearances, he missed the cut 5 times, including 3 of the last 4. But when he's made the weekend, he hasn't finished outside the top 30. He was 9th 2 years ago. So, again, that one's a little bit more risky. If you're going to get him, I would get him for a top 30. He's probably right around even money for a top 30 this week. I would grab that for sure, just because, I don't know, his game seemingly would be perfect here, right? Unbelievable iron player, hits a lot of fairways, can roll it when he gets the putter hot, but he's missed a lot of cuts here recently. I just think he's playing really good golf. He played great golf in tough conditions at Augusta last week, and that iron play can carry him alone to a top 30. So I like Russ Henley this week. But again, I don't blame you if you don't jump on that one. But that's what I'm thinking. I just can't. My brain is trying to wrap itself around and doing tricks on. I think Cameron Young is... That is one of the easier picks I've seen. This has happened to me a couple times before, and it's worked out a couple times, and it hasn't worked out a couple times. The most recent one was Max at the Genesis in 2021. I remember that one was like all of the stars were aligning. He was coming off a couple top 10s. He had back-to-back top 10s there or something ridiculous. It was his favorite course growing up. That's where he fell in love with the PGA Tour, blah, 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 and they ended up winning in a playoff. Those are the kind of vibes that I'm getting from Cam Young right now. And that's why I'm rolling with him. 20 to 1 is a great number. If you can get 22, that's what it was earlier on DK. Grab it, because I believe that Cam Young is going to win this golf tournament. That's it. That's all I got. So, but yeah. Again, I don't have an update for you guys on when the big podcast is coming out, or returning rather. But again, I love doing these WOD Wednesdays. They're fun. They're quick. They're 10, 15, 20 minutes. Really easy listen. I'm recording this now on Tuesday. So if one of my picks withdraws Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday, don't blame me. But yeah, so WOD Wednesdays are going to start coming out or like first thing Wednesday morning. So you guys can listen to it on your way to work Wednesday morning to get all the plays for the week or whatever. But that's all I got. Enjoy the RBC Heritage. It is going to be a great week, an absolutely loaded field. And I'll talk to you guys next week for the Zurich. I'm not going down there this year, which is a bummer. I was there with Andy last year. But Zurich is always a fun week. So I'll talk to you guys next week. Enjoy the RBC. Peace.